Britain, Italy, and France announced they will send military advisors into Libya to help the rebels, and anti-war activists like Lindsay German tell Russian television last night that the escalation has begun.
This is a form of mission creep, that they will send these people in. There will be more and more incidents. They will draw in more and more troops. This is what happened with Vietnam. It's a very common development if you look at the ways in which wars develop.
From diplomacy to no-fly zone to military advice to what? Planes in the air become boots on the ground, a mission that may be creeping toward regime change in Libya.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, April 21st, looking at perhaps a changing mission in Libya.
And boots on the ground to terror on the ground in Misrata. That's at the top of the headlines this morning. NATO officials say at least 10 civilians have been killed in the last 24 hours in the siege of Misrata, including Oscar-nominated filmmaker and photojournalist Tim Hetherington and American photographer Chris Hondros. Here's a reaction from Tripoli, where a spokesperson for the Libyan government, such as it is, Musa Ibrahim, declares that the Libyan government had nothing to do with the deaths of the journalists.
We do not kill anyone that does not fight us. We need to check the circumstances in which this journalist died. It's war, of course. People die from our side, from their side. People get caught in the middle.
Musa Ibrahim speaking in Tripoli. Joining us now from Benghazi, the rebel-held stronghold in Libya, is Rod Nordland, reporter for our partner at The New York Times. Getting an assessment of the situation in Misrata is particularly challenging this morning. Rod, what do you know?
Well, I mean, pretty much what you're hearing, too. We're you know, nearly 1,000 kilometers away from Misrata. But, I mean, one thing, it is clear that it's Gaddafi forces that killed those journalists. But I think as either Chris or Tim would be the first to point out, they've been killing people pretty much every day, and this was their turn, but it's what civilians in Misrata have been going through for quite some time now.
Can the rebels in Benghazi protect civilians in cities like Misrata?
No. The guys in Misrata are pretty much on their own. They may get some supplies in from time to time, but no substantial reinforcements of any kind. The rebels here are still trying to sort out their own leadership issues. They haven't advanced much beyond 100 miles from Benghazi, and they still have about, at most, a third of the coastal part of eastern Libya.
New York Times reporter Rod Norland live in Benghazi talking about the mission for the rebels and assistance from the outside. We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Japan has banned anyone from entering the evacuation zone around the Fukushima nuclear complex. 80,000 people live in that 12-mile zone. From now on, they'll need written permission to return to their homes and must wear a protective suit. Otherwise, officials say anyone caught there will be arrested and fined. BP is trying to spread the blame for last year's Gulf oil spill. The company filed a $40 billion negligence lawsuit against rig operator Transocean and another against Halliburton as the company that cemented the blown-out well.
Scientists say there are three types of people in this world, and they can be grouped by the bacteria in their digestive tracts. Researchers from Europe and Japan say humans can be identified through the three bacterial ecosystems inside their bodies, similar to the classification of blood types. We're going to talk about that more a little later on the program. Asian and European markets are up at this hour. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 12,453. The S&P opens at 1,330. The NASDAQ at 2,802. And oil is trading at above $112 a barrel.
Later on this hour, we're going to talk about the material that is literally everywhere, including inside your body. That's plastic. How to live with this material without letting it hurt us. And we're also going to talk about a new federal rule that's put stricter limits on long-haul truckers by literally watching them at all times. One truck driver we speak to, though, doesn't have too much of a problem with it. First, though, mission creep in Libya. Creeping toward what or away from what? We'll talk in a moment.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo.
Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.